Hi everyone, Coach Heather here, and I am going to be introducing you to the People Part book and some of the key teachings in it. Have you ever gotten a communication via a project management software, or maybe you use Slack or WhatsApp and you get a communication from your team member, maybe your CEO? It's about a really high stakes project and you jump in and you answer it right away, and then you get some kind of response back that feels like, huh, why did they respond that way? And all of a sudden you're in a big misunderstanding with a teammate. And when you pause and you look back, you actually even misunderstood their question. Have you ever moved so fast with the help of technology that you have misunderstood and missed a key point while working with others? That's what I'd like to know. Because I have had it happen to me, and I coach leaders within entrepreneurial companies every day. And there are so many scenarios where the temperature gets a little too high between people working on teams together, and it's really just a misunderstanding from moving fast. So then how do you work with that? With the help of the People Part book, I want to start with chapter one. We talk about self-leadership. And we, in this book, we've based every chapter has an agreement. And the first agreement is that we, as team members, we consistently show up in self-leadership rather than self-protection. This is the basis of good critical thinking. It's the basis of team performance at its best. And it's the basis of taking the most effective action towards our goals, right? So this is why self-leadership matters. But self-leadership matters because we don't want to waste our resources, our energy in misunderstanding. If your company is anything like the companies that I work with every day, you're trying to do as much as you can with limited resources. So let's get some of that time back by having you really clearly align and cut out any misunderstandings that happen from moving fast. So how do you do that? I'm going to introduce you to the power of the pause. Okay. So it's very simple, but in order to do it, you first have to build a practice of recognizing when your emotions are triggered and you're feeling like moving fast. So your emotions are driving your thoughts and your actions. This is our default mode as human beings. It's our fight, flight, freeze response that was designed to keep us safe from immediate danger, from physical danger. The challenge is that it does not properly interpret or help us with some modern day scenarios, especially the types we face within business, like how to interpret different team members' body language and interaction in team meetings. If our amygdala, our fight, flight, freeze response, our more primitive brain is interpreting that, it can make up all kinds of stories that aren't even happening. So we want you as leaders to be able to pause so that you can show up in self-leadership. Now, this power the pause, all we need is 90 seconds. This is supported by brain science, but the brain, it needs about 90 seconds for the communication to get from your amygdala to your prefrontal cortex. So 90 seconds isn't a long time, but have you ever watched a clock and had to wait 90 seconds? Then you get to experience it actually is it is an amount of time, and it is a good amount of time for settling the emotional energy so that you can then reassess what are the facts of the situation I am facing. Where can I be a positive impact and influence? And what is my choice here? So all of that thinking, when you're able to think like that about a situation you are facing, you are in self-leadership and you are empowered, because no matter what else is happening, you are aligning with how you really want to choose to show up. So the thing that I've noticed, though, is as humans, we can forget that we have choice. We forget. It doesn't feel that way. We're trying to get everything done with business, with our family, with other expectations, and we're just pushed. We're feeling that push. And we can spend a lot of our time in that more emotionally reactive state. And the thing is that we know that that leads to burnout. Moving from fire to fire to fire to fire leads to burnout. And we do need to break that cycle. So it's very important. And it's the beginning of our teaching in chapter one of the People Part book. You showing up in self-leadership gives you a key advantage. And it also gives you energy back. Do you want energy back? I do. So I want you to practice this. Power of the pause. And how you're going to practice it now is just for the next week, I want you to be intentional. Take a post-it note, write the power of the pause on it, put it somewhere you can see it. Now, before you choose to respond, so when you're in different scenarios in your role at work, and they're feeling high stakes and you're feeling that pressure and you have a response, pause. You may still choose to proceed as you initially intended, but I want you to pause so you can be sure you're in your best critical thinking, your prefrontal cortex, and that you're making the choice from a more linear, logical place, not an emotionally driven place. All right? So thank you. I hope you'll practice the power of the pause, and please share with me how that works for you. And pick up the book so you can get more tools on how to be showing up in self-leadership.
Grab your copy of the People Part book today at leadingedgeteams.com/thepeoplepartbook. Now available in paperback.